This is James Granstrom, and you're listening to the Super Soul Model Series. This podcast is designed to uplift and inspire you to making positive changes in your life. I have conversations about health, happiness, spirituality, and why adopting a positive and successful mindset will change your life for the better. In this episode, I share with you several ways about how you can reset your circadian rhythms and get benefiting straight away. Enjoy the episode. Hello and welcome to the James Granstrom Podcast, Super Soul Model Series, where I help people tune and tap into their natural state of well-being. If you're enjoying this podcast, please remember to like, subscribe, and share. And if you're returning, why not leave a review? Your reviews will make such a profound difference on the impact of getting this message out to more and more people. It's all about acquiring the knowledge and then putting it to use. That's what this whole podcast is all about. So what are your circadian rhythms? The circadian rhythms, these are your cycles where you are most in tune with your natural state of well-being. So circa means around and dia means the day. And these are your cycles. And very much like as the sun rises and sets every single day, so do you have natural cycles through your sleeping and alert patterns throughout the day. And when you get your circadian rhythms in balance, what happens is you enjoy a great state of well-being. And I came across this concept in a book called Perfect Health, like nearly 20 odd years ago, by Deepak Chopra. And he was referring to from the Ayurvedic principles of enjoying great state of well-being, being in harmony with the planet, being in harmony with your natural rhythms, because as soon as you're in natural rhythms, you enjoy great health, mental well-being, and physical well-being. So what influences your circadian rhythms is essentially light and dark. And there is a time for you to enjoy light in your day, and there's a time for you to enjoy dark. And when the brain is constantly active, meaning it's being filled up with so much light, it doesn't have a chance to reset, it doesn't have a chance to pause. Very much like if you were awake all night, your brain doesn't really get a chance to have pause and reset and recharge and replenish itself. Now, the same is with regards to your circadian rhythm. So your environment is always sending you signals, and that is something that you have control over. And as soon as your environment is sending you signals, it's either sending hormones that are either going to keep you more alert, such as cortisol, or it's going to allow you to sleep, which is such as melatonin. So what are the factors that cause your circadian rhythms to get out of whack? Well, things such as late nights, working on shifts that are erratic hours, things like traveling all night, or perhaps even getting the red eye flight from New York to London, that can be a massive circadian rhythm upset. Medication can affect your circadian rhythms. Too much stress, it will upset your natural patterns. All of these things can upset your natural rhythm. And of course, poor sleeping habits can affect your circadian rhythms. And that includes eating late, drinking late, and perhaps being on your devices, computer, laptops, and cell phones late into the night, because that blue light can really upset your brain, causing it to switch on and produce more cortisol, which is actually the time you want to produce more melatonin. As soon as your brain's activated to be awake and alert at the wrong time, which means late into the night, what actually happens is you start upsetting the biochemical atmosphere inside of your brain and your body that produces the right chemicals for you to thrive. So it's really important for you to get yourself into some good habits. And that's what I'm going to share with you in this episode. Share with you some good habits that will help you enjoy a greater quality of life so you can get in harmony with your own circadian rhythms. So what are the type of symptoms that could happen as a result of feeling out of whack, out of harmony with your circadian rhythms? Things like insomnia, things like tiredness, low energy, depression, anxiety. So all of these things that can cause you problems and suffering are just about your circadian rhythms being out of harmony. And as soon as you start bringing them into harmony with some of the things I'm going to share, then you'll probably find that well-being ensues. You'll find that your body and your brain start to perform and give you everything that you need naturally so that you can thrive. And what happens happens is as we sort of moved into a 24-hour life with the cities being on late into the night, you know, being able to buy food at any time, what's happened is the body doesn't naturally do the same as man. The body has a time for it to sleep, for it to rest and to be alert. It's not meant to work all day long. It's meant to have moments of pause so that it can recharge and replenish itself. And if you're always active, what happens is the body will eventually produce far too much cortisol and the body will become stressed. And what you'll find is that you'll age faster and you won't live as long. So being able to be in charge and give your body and your mind the right amount of rest, respite and balance is absolutely poignant for you to be able to thrive and enjoy a life of great well-being and longevity. Because what happens is if you're out of circadian rhythm, things like your organs can go and perform at a less than balanced level. Your cardiovascular system will suffer. Your metabolism will slow down. And it means that you could cause to put on more weight. Your skin will start playing up and be causing all sorts of troubles. Now, in the short term, you can have things like memory issues, lack of energy, delayed wound healing, fertility issues, digestive problems. So you maintaining a real circadian level of balance and well-being is going to be critical for your health and well-being and a sense of longevity. Because if you're trying to conceive right now, then that could be a real problem if you're not getting a certain amount of sleep and you're out of rhythms and you're out of your natural patterns. Or you could be having heart issues, you could be having organ issues like liver or kidneys. All your main organ functions are directly correlated to your circadian rhythms and patterns when they're in balance. And so is your skin. So everything about you staying in balance is a lot easier as long as you've got the knowledge and the know-how about what to do to create a state of well-being in your life. So when I first started out on my mission of well-being and wanting to discover and wanting to learn, this was one of the things that really stood out. I realized I had poor sleeping patterns, poor digestion, I had anxiety and low energy. All of the things that shows that the circadian rhythms that I was experiencing at the time were out of balance. And so I went to educate myself. I went to learn. I wanted to understand what would bring me back into balance. And little by little, as I started to make a few tweaks and add a few tweaks of my own, what I realized was that I began to sleep better. I began to enjoy greater health and vitality. My skin just improved significantly. Everything about my day-to-day experience was greatly enhanced. And my memory began to improve as well. So loads of little things began to change and improve. So if you're finding any issue right now, then you've got to have a look at your circadian rhythms and go, well, what could I do to tweak them so I get the best night's sleep, I get the best life experience so I can enjoy greater longevity. Perhaps it's so that you can be a parent and hang around much longer. Perhaps it's for you to enjoy greater, you know, body vitality and more energy. Perhaps it's to boost your memory. Perhaps it's just to feel good because you feel overworked and stressed out. All of these things play such a key role in your personal well-being. And unless you take charge of it, what happens is your circadian rhythms will show you that you're out of balance. And so as soon as you educate yourself and start applying a few of these things, what you're going to notice is you're going to feel a lot better. And that's going to improve for you significantly. And maybe, just maybe, your metabolism starts to get to a level where you're enjoying great energy, you're really enjoying your food, you're really enjoying your day-to-day life, and you just feel good. Because feeling good is your natural state, and when you don't feel good, you know that there's something up. And it's usually that a portion of your circadian rhythm may be out of balance. So how do you go about changing your circadian rhythms? Well, one of the first things I began to address when I noticed that there were problems going on and I wasn't sleeping very well and I was having poor digestion and lots of anxiety was that I needed to change my diet to start with. So one of the best ways to tweak your diet is to start consuming a plant-based diet, I noticed that the plant-based diet was really helpful for creating more phytonutrients in the body. So a lot more juices, a lot more green juices, and foods high in fiber, fruits, nuts, legumes, veggies, seeds, all these phytonutrients began to change my system and give me a lot more energy. And I noticed that that was a great start to being able to become in harmony with my circadian rhythms, because all the food that is grown on this planet, particularly the organic food, is really absorbing all these phytonutrients from the sun. And as soon as you begin to absorb the hydrogen and the phytonutrients from the fruits and veggies, what happens is your body turns the hydrogen and gives you more life, because hydrogen plus the oxygen H2 produces water. And as soon as your body begins to be filled with this beautiful fresh hydrogen, which the food breaks down, turns into water, all your cells in your body, you've got like 50 trillion cells, what happens is they begin to oscillate at a faster level, meaning your frequency inside of your body begins to operate at a quicker, faster level, very much like having a faster broadband speed. So a plant-based diet is very conducive to having more energy, and it's much easier on your digestive system. Now, second of all, to change your circadian rhythms is to try and limit the amount of alcohol and caffeine that you're taking into your diet every day, because these are natural blood stimulants. And the biochemistry inside of your body produces more cortisol for your body to get spikes in metabolism and a level of alertness. And whilst that can be helpful for training to a certain extent, when you're always relying on alcohol and caffeine to stimulate you rather than doing it naturally, what happens is it causes spikes in your blood. And you become addicted and dependent on these spikes for you to get going in the morning. And it can be very aging with regards to what's happening to your body, putting too much pressure on your heart to produce certain chemicals. So it's not necessarily the most natural way for you, but remember, everything in moderation. So my number two tip to change your circadian rhythms and get them into balance would be to limit the amount of caffeine and alcohol that you consume. Now, my third way is to stop wearing a watch. Now, a lot of people would be thinking, why on earth should I stop wearing my watch? Now, remember, this is in moderation, but what I've noticed since I began enjoying greater state of well-being is that every time I was wearing a watch, I became reactive to life. Every time that there was an alert on my phone, I became reactive to life, so that there would be spikes in cortisol to alert me. And as soon as I stop having alerts on my phone, stop having text alerts on my phone, as soon as I stopped wearing a watch, what I noticed was that I had more time. There are two types of awareness that you can have. Time-bound awareness, which means that you're always running by the hours and seconds and minutes on the clock, which means you're always reactive, versus timeless awareness, which means that whenever you're feeling really amazing, whenever you're with someone that you love and someone that you care about, it's as if time just flies by. That is called timeless awareness. Now, as soon as you switch between these two different things, one is a creative mindset, which is the timeless awareness, where you're thoroughly enjoying what you're doing and who you're doing it with, versus the time-bound awareness, which is a very reactive mindset. The difference between the two is a flow state and a reactive state. And as soon as you enter that flow state of timeless awareness, you are tapping into the natural chemicals inside the body that will beget you longevity, that will beget you good skin, that will beget you greater vitality in your organs and your natural state of well-being, that will help you enjoy a greater night's sleep that night because you feel good because you're in that flow state. But when you're always reacting to life, what actually happens is it creates entropy. It creates aging. So by limiting the amount of time you wear a watch and having all the notifications on your phone coming in, you stop reacting and you start choosing what you wish to give your attention to, what you wish to give your life focus on a day-to-day basis, what you want to give your attention to. Because if you're always giving your attention to what time it is and who's just called you and who's just texted you, you are what is known as a reactive monkey. And as soon as you begin to choose what you wish to have in your day-to-day experience, you empower yourself. Now, number four, another way to enjoy greater well-being and tap into your circadian rhythms is to get to bed by 10 o'clock at night. Now, as soon as you start getting into bed at 10 o'clock at night, this creates a habit. This habit creates a rhythm, and your body and your biochemistry loves rhythms. And as soon as you are able to actually fall asleep before 12 o'clock at night, what actually begins to happen to your body is that you have a stronger chance of hitting REM. And about an hour and a half of REM every single night is very conducive to great health and vitality. But it's far more difficult to reach that REM when you're going to bed later and going to bed beyond 12 at midnight. So try and get to bed a little bit earlier and notice how much better you feel because you get to sleep before midnight. Very powerful to go to sleep and actually be asleep before midnight. And also number five, trying to finish eating by 7:30 p.m. at night gives your digestion a real opportunity to be able to finish breaking down all the foods inside of your body. So try and finish eating at 7:30. Now, on the continent, I've noticed, having lived in Spain, is that lots of people eat way later at night, you know, sometimes at 10 o'clock at night, and then they get to bed much, much later. But this is actually causing real challenge, even though it may be cooler for people to eat and a cooler time of day for lots of people. What it's actually doing is it's kicking a lot of people out their natural circadian rhythms, which means that their mood can be heavier, and it means that they can have issues later in life with regards to how their organs function, how their cardiovascular functions. And so even though I don't have the science yet to prove it, I do notice that these telltale signs always will point you in the direction about what actually is best for your body. So I'm really fascinated to see that if you can bring your schedule to eating, you know, up to about 7:30 at night, you give your body and your digestion a good 4 hours to be able to break down and digest all the food that you've had throughout the day. So your digestive system is now on the shutdown, so you can have a deeper night's sleep. Because remember, as soon as you have a deeper night's sleep, you're going to have a way better day tomorrow. Number six, your bedroom plays a really big part in your circadian rhythms and your natural state of well-being. In feng shui, which means wind, water from the Chinese ancient art of furniture, movement, colors, etc., it's all about being able to use the current of energy and life force and positive energy around you so that you can enjoy a greater state of well-being. Now, I started studying this a little while ago, and I noticed that a few of the things that I was doing that was causing me insomnia, anxiety, poor digestion, was all because my bedroom was not in feng shui harmony. So these are the things that I learned. And as soon as I began to make these little adjustments, wonderful things began to happen. So first and foremost, is your bed underneath a window? Because if it's directly underneath a window, the drafts at night can cause you an issue so that you don't sleep as well. Second of all, do you have a mirror opposite your bed? Because if you do, what that will do is startle you in the middle of the night, according to feng shui, because if you wake up and see a reflection, you could think there's someone else in the room. So what happens is your nervous system is producing cortisol because it's constantly alert to the fact that it can't actually settle down. And the bedroom is really meant for a couple of things: rest and sexual activity. But if you're always on alert, you're not going to be able to settle down and get a good night's sleep. So having your bedroom door off your bed, having a mirror to the foot of the bed on the side, and having certain tones and colors in your bed, such as earth tones, are very soothing for the body and for the mind. And not having any pictures or things right above you at night, even though people can think that that would be really nice in furniture, what you are thinking in the subliminal mind is that something could fall on you. So you always want to feel relaxed, protected, and centered. That's why having a good headboard for you makes you feel safe and secure. So just look in your environment. If you're anxious at all, do you have a decent headboard? Because a good headboard will make you feel safe and secure. And just remember, bedroom doors opposite your bed, literally opposite, isn't conducive to great energy coming into your bedroom. Now, number seven, this one is something that I began to add into the equation. I noticed how much better I slept as a result. So I wear an eye mask for deeper sleep, because what it does is it cuts out all the information that's coming through on the eye. So if your eye is always alert to perhaps like street lights or whatever, what happens is you might not sleep as deeply as you could. And as soon as you began to sleep deeply, because you're covering your eyes, there's not as much information going on, which means there's less cortisol being running through your system so that you can fall asleep late at night. So wearing an eye mask will help you enjoy a deeper night's sleep and will rest your mind and your body so that you have a better day tomorrow. Number eight, another thing you can do is enjoy cooler and cold showers before bed. What this actually does is it cools down your body's natural heat and allows you to enter REM a lot quicker than if you had a very hot bath or a very hot shower. So try that and notice if you sleep better as a result of having a cooler shower at the end of the day, which will set you up for a really good night's sleep. Number nine, meditate when you wake up and when you go to sleep. Why? Because as soon as the body and the mind begin to relax, you begin to hit these alpha patterns and perhaps even theta brainwave patterns. And as soon as you go to a deep night's sleep, there are only a few cycles even slower, so that you are closer to having a good night's sleep than is if you were in everyday waking beta brainwave pattern. So being able to meditate quiets the mind, quiets your nervous system, and allows you to prepare better for a deeper night's sleep. Now, number 10, waking up with the morning sun. Beautiful. Everybody knows that there is something about this that's very helpful. But if you're in a location such as Iceland or in the Arctic Circle, where it's light all summer long, you need to be able to control your environment so that you are not always awake. So finding this beautiful balance is really important, and wearing the eye masks, having your curtains closed. Now, conversely, in the winter time, if there's too much dark where you're at, what will happen is your body thinks it's hibernating the whole time. So you might wish to have some of those SAD lights. I read this National Geographic article years ago where kids in Siberia weren't developing their organs because it was too dark in the wintertime. So they were exposing themselves to UV lights that looked really industrial. Yet it was helping them develop more organs, more kidney health, and more liver health just as a result of being exposed to the UV because it was so dark. Now, there are certain extremes about where we live on the planet. So just try and find this beautiful balance for you, where you have enough light and not too much light, and have enough dark but not too much dark. And that depends on your geographical location. But being able to wake up with the morning sun will produce these beautiful chemicals inside of your brain that will allow you to enjoy wonderful, great health and well-being as a result of moving with the planet as it begins to wake up every single day and waking up with birdsong. Number 11, limit the amount of screen time on your devices every single night, because as soon as you start looking at your phone or looking at the computer or whatnot, what happens is the blue light that you're picking up is producing more and more cortisol in your body, which is causing you to be more awake, which doesn't help you fall asleep, and that can upset your circadian rhythms. So limiting the amount of time that you have on your devices at night, particularly before bedtime, at least an hour before, is critical for you to enjoy greater health and well-being. Now, number 12, getting an earthing sheet or a grounding sheet. Now, what is an earthing sheet or a grounding sheet? It's something that you plug into the wall and it connects outside to the earth, because when you're in contact with the earth, walking on the beach or walking on the grass barefoot, what you're actually doing is picking up the electrons from the earth, which is very healing for the body. And one of the ways in order to enjoy great rhythms and patterns is to be in harmony with the earth. So sleeping on a grounding sheet or an earthing sheet is going to be very conducive to your health and well-being and longevity. Number 13, walking in nature daily, whether you're walking on the grass, walking on the beach, walking in the park, being around nature, sitting by the pond or a lake or the sea is very powerful for you to mimic the natural alpha wave patterns that the earth brings off. Very much like when you're sleeping at night on a grounding sheet. When you're spending time in nature every day, it really helps you to replenish, recharge, and reset your mind-body connection every single day. So being out in nature is very powerful for you to change your natural circadian rhythms. And sometimes you need to take nature inside, which leads me to number 14, which is surround yourself with big green leafy plants in the house. The plants help you turn the CO2 that you produce into oxygen for you. So there's a win-win scenario. So having lots of plants in the house is going to be really conducive for you to being able to enjoy greater well-being. And number 15, last but not least, keeping everything in moderation out of all the things I've just shared with you here is really important, because if you do too much or you try to overdo this, what happens is you produce more cortisol, which is basically saying I'm going to produce the internal drug within me that produces more alertness and more stress. And that's what this is not about. This is about producing a wonderful state of personal equilibrium and well-being. So just keeping in mind that everything in moderation is great for you. And whilst you might not be able to do all of these tips, at least you have the knowledge now of as to why they're good for you and how they can make an impact so that you can sleep better and you can enjoy greater vitality and energy every single day. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. And if you have, please remember to like, subscribe and share. And if there's something in this episode that really resonates with you, why not find me on Instagram and at James Grantstrom and let me know what your main takeaway is. Until the next episode, I wish you a wonderful week ahead and green lights all the way.
Thanks for listening to the show. And if you've enjoyed it, please show your support by heading over to Apple and leaving a review. I am so thankful for all your reviews because they make the show.